We're talking with Catherine Dupuy, who is a registered nurse, particularly at Albany Med, has been active with the local union effort and had a big victory after a 3-year fight. Congratulations. The nurses have won a contract. How do you all feel about the contract? And do you feel the 3 years was a little bit too long to get to it?
Oh, it definitely was, but it was well worth the fight. I became involved with the fight to get a union there probably about 2 years before that, or we won the vote 3 years ago, and have been a member of the negotiating team ever since. And it is an amazing feeling to see all of our hard work pay off.
And, what was some, I know there are some provisions in there for some pay raises, some across the board, some targeted, and establishing some safe staffing numbers for various units. What were some of the, what you view as the bigger victories in this effort?
Definitely the ability to have a voice in the hospital is our absolute biggest accomplishment. In the past, we weren't able to question things. We didn't have set policies for things that were being done in the hospital. There was an awful lot of gray areas where things were left to the discretion of your manager. So the incongruency from unit to unit, and even from staff person to staff person, was large. And that snowballed over the years and caused a lot of angst among staff. And now we will have concrete policies and ways to do things and means of grieving any kind of things that happen to us as nurses. And that's a huge win on our part.
Now, I know nurses in particular and a lot of healthcare workers in general have problems with overscheduling and pay and very long work hours. Have this contract helped with the work conditions?
I definitely foresee the contract helping in the work conditions. We have a long road ahead of us. The problem in nursing didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen only to Albany Medical Center. It's happened everywhere, and it's only been compounded after COVID. We have seen a big decline in nurses over the years because of people retiring. It's really hard when a lot of the younger nurses are looking into good opportunities to them, like traveling and getting to see the world and trying out different jobs in different places. And it makes it very difficult to keep staff for a long period of time. I've been there for a long time and I've seen people come and go. They come and get amazing experience and they become great nurses and they run right out the door and go somewhere else. And one of our biggest issues is retention at the hospital.
There also was a lot of attention paid to the issue of how Albany Med was recruiting and retaining, and some people would say exploiting, nurses, from the Philippines. Are people satisfied that that's been resolved moving forward?
I definitely think that people are a lot happier with the way that things are being done now. It's hard for me to speak on behalf of how the Filipino nurses feel with this. But I know that none of them, an awful lot of them, I should say, didn't have hard feelings towards the hospital. They felt that this was what was being done everywhere. But every one of them paid their dues and worked extremely hard in order to come to Albany Med. And then to be held to standards that everybody else in the hospital wasn't held to, where they were expected to stay there for lengthier periods of time and be penalized if they were to leave, it's not fair. These are amazing nurses that I am so proud to work side by side with. And everybody I think that's there now is happy with the way that things are going at the hospital.
Now, Albany Med and, supporting the nurses really became a cause celeb, for the labor movement in the Capital District for at least 5 years and probably longer. Than that. And certainly there was an impression that Albany Med, is probably, anti-labor union and, fighting back pretty hard. you know, what sort of the assessment moving forward is, you know, is Albany Med, you know, coming to grips with the fact that the unions, or are they still anti-labor?
I'm going to be totally honest. I look at this today as onward and upward. Albany Med to this day is not, I don't think that it is very happy about the whole union win and the fact that we have a contract right now. But this is the beginning of an amazing journey. And I have the utmost faith that they're going to realize we are all here to work together. The nurses that fought for this love what we do at Albany Med. And we love it so much that we felt it necessary to fight to make it better there instead of leaving. And we're there. And I explained that on numerous occasions that we were not the enemy. The nurses that were pro-union wanted to try to make working conditions better there because we feel that our hospital needs to have the ability to provide for the community. This isn't just about the nurses that are working there. We need to care for our families that come in there, our neighbors' families that come to Albany Med, the people from far away that get flown there because they're so critical. We're the only hospital that can help them. And we felt that it was imperative to fight for this, to fight to make it better. We watched that hospital hemorrhage nurses, and we need to do something about it. And now, I could have left, but I didn't.
Now, one thing I saw in one of the newspaper articles that struck me as a little unusual, apparently there's an agreement that nurses have to opt into the union, where I'm a little bit more familiar if they have the ability to opt out, it's an opt out rather than opt in. Is that an unusual agreement or is that more standard these days?
To be honest with you, this is the first time I've ever been involved with a union. So I know nothing other than what we have just experienced. But Albany Med's attempt to do that, I believe, was in hopes that very few nurses would opt in and wouldn't pay the dues to be in the union when they could honestly reap the benefits that the other nurses are getting that are paying dues. Unfortunately, the behavior that's gone on over the years made all of these nurses see what can happen when we don't have a contract and when we don't have a union. We have things promised to us and then they're taken away. And that causes people to leave. And right now, for the first time, we have a contract and we can hold them to the things that have been promised to us, the things that we can tell other nurses to try to get them to come to Albany Med. I've so far had nothing but people eager to pay the dues because of everything we're seeing this contract bring to us. Everything that we're getting makes it very easy to have people pay the dues because we're reaping the benefits much more.
So we've been talking with Catherine Dupuis, registered nurse from Albany Med, recent settlement of a contract. And the last, you know, 50 seconds, you know, certainly both the community and labor really rallied around the nurses. You know, what do you want to say to them? And also just, you know, what do you want to say to the general public moving forward? You know, the goals for the nurses at Albany Med. You've talked a lot about you're there to make the hospital better. And better care for the patients.
To all of our fellow labor unions that support, we owe you the utmost thanks. We didn't think that we could do this. This was a huge accomplishment. We are one of the biggest hospitals in the area, and to get a union after them being open for 180 years was absolutely historical. It was a hard battle, and I am so proud to have been a part of it. I just want the whole community to know is that Albany Med is an amazing institution and they should feel so confident bringing their families there and coming there to get care and coming there to work. I'm so excited now.
I want to thank Catherine Dupuis, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.